Welcome and thank you for listening to this audio, brought to you by CritterFacts.com. In this audio, you will learn about the critter, known as the Brussels griffon, with the scientific name Canis lupus familiaris. First, let's go over the physical description of the Brussels griffon. Brussels griffons are considered a toy breed, since they stand 7 to 8 inches tall and usually weigh 7 to 12 pounds. There are two different kinds of Brussels griffons. The traditional Brussels griffon has a wiry coat, while Petit Brabancons have a smoother coat. Monkey face is one of the Brussels griffon's common nicknames. We've been able to determine the genetic makeup of this breed as being part Offenpinscher, pug, and English toy spaniel. The Brussels griffon gets most of its looks from the Offenpinscher, while the toy spaniel gives it its large eyes, rounded head, and expressive jaw. The pug contributes mostly to the smooth-coated variety. Next, let's explore the Brussels griffon's range and habitat. Brussels griffons were first bred in Belgium to kill rats and other small critters that were inhabiting horse stables. Next, let's go over the Brussels griffon's diet. Brussels griffons are fine with a traditional, high-quality, commercial dog food. Adding salmon to their food will also give them a boost in beneficial fatty acids. Now, onto the Brussels griffon's reproduction and development. Brussels griffons usually have a litter size of 1 to 3 puppies. They can typically give birth unassisted, however, they may have complications and need a C-section if the litter size is larger than 3. When they are born, the puppies only weigh a few ounces and can fit in the palm of your hand. Lastly, here are a few more facts about the Brussels griffon. The Brussels griffon was featured in one movie and the inspiration for a character in another. A Brussels griffon, by the name of Verdel, was featured in As Good As It Gets. More notably, they were the inspiration behind Ewoks, featured in Star Wars: Return of the Jedi. In fact, George Lucas had 3 Brussels griffons as pets. After World War I and II, the Brussels griffon almost became extinct due to the poor economic condition in Belgium. Owning a Brussels griffon, much less breeding one, was a luxury that few could afford. Luckily, English breeders in the UK made a huge effort to resurrect the breed during that time and kept them going for us to love to this day. Thank you for listening to this audio about the Brussels griffon, brought to you by CritterFacts.com. You can learn about wildlife, the environment, and more by visiting CritterFacts.com or by tuning in to CritterFacts Radio.